Hello, everybody. It's great to come to you today. I want to thank everybody who has worked so hard on putting this video together. I want to thank Samantha and Jill for all of their work. I want to thank Tag for weaving this all together, for Joe and the music, Natalie working behind the scenes, and Tom. It takes all of us on the staff working to bring you these videos, so hopefully they will inspire you and in your life. Today, the scripture reading comes to us from John's Gospel, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 8. The story of Nicodemus. Listen for God's word as it comes to us today. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a member of the Jewish ruling council. He came to Jesus at night and said, "Rabbi, we know you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one could perform the miraculous signs you are doing if God were not with him." In reply, Jesus declared, "I tell you the truth, no one can see the kingdom of God unless they are born again." "How can a man be born when he is old?" Nicodemus asked. "Surely he cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb to be born." Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, no one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and the Spirit. Flesh gives birth to flesh, but the Spirit gives birth to spirit. You should not be surprised at my saying, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows wherever it pleases. You hear its sound, but you cannot tell where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone born of the Spirit." And there the reading ends. May God bless these words as I seek to apply them to our lives. Set the Bible over here to the side. Well, friends, a new beginning, a new day, a new start. That's what Jill and I were thinking of when we planned this sermon series back in June. We thought, you know, surely we'll be back in our building, and this was going to be a rally day. This is going to be the pig roast. This was going to be the jumpy castle for the kids, and the face painting, and the big celebration that Columbine United Church has on rally day, a time to kick off our fall programming. We thought for sure the pandemic was going to be way behind us with the vaccinations and everything. We thought that we might have to adjust a little bit to our lives, but we thought for the most part we'd be able to return to some semblance of normal. It was going to be boom, boom, a big beginning, a new day, a new fall. A sermon series would capitalize on that. Well, here we are. Our building is not finished. Hopefully sometime soon, the next 6-8 weeks, something like that. We've been told we eventually will get our building, but we're not there yet. We're still on video. We're still worshiping outside of the Audubon Center. It's been a year and a half. We're like the children of Israel wandering around out in the wilderness looking for a place to call home. But we're going to get there. But we're not there yet. And the pandemic, it just does not go away. We're still arguing about vaccination. We're still arguing about masking. The death toll continues to rise. Hospitals are having to recreate their COVID units. They're bringing in refrigerator trucks to act as morgues. I mean, it just does not go away. The Delta variant is making things frightening again. Even when we do get back together, we're going to have to mask, we have to social distance, we have to do all different kinds of things to keep each other safe. It does not go away. Everything we hoped for and thought was going to happen, not so much. But yet, I believe, especially in the middle of these things, that we need to celebrate something new. We need to get to a point where we can celebrate life, celebrate our relationship with God, celebrate our following Christ. We need to celebrate these things every single day as we are yet again today born again. Born again. Have you been born again? That's something that's progressives really kind of push away from. I mean, it's what the evangelical church uses is kind of like the spiritual pump punch card. If you've been born again, if you've had a born again experience, if you're a born again Christian, then suddenly you're in, you're part of the kingdom of God, you're in heaven. If not, not so much, you are somehow not saved. As progressives, we kind of push away from the whole notion of being born again. But maybe, like I always say, we should never throw the baby out with the bathwater. Maybe there's something here about being born again that we need to pay attention to. And that's what I love about this passage of Jesus and Nicodemus. There's something going on. And what I'd like to do is I'd like to kind of take apart this passage and apply it to our lives, especially in light of the pandemic and our renovation and a sense of our soul and spirit. So let's look at this. Nicodemus, he's a Pharisee, he's on the ruling council, he's highly respected. In the middle of the night, he comes to Jesus and he says, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher, for you have been sent by God and you are doing miraculous signs." You know, right there, it tells us something. He knows that he accepts that Jesus is a great teacher, he's a rabbi, he's respected, he's doing miraculous things. I mean, Nicodemus knows a lot about who Jesus is and what he's all about, yet he comes to Jesus at night. Why does he come to Jesus at night? It's because he's afraid that the other people will scoff at him. Is he afraid that people won't be respecting him? Is he afraid that his colleagues will think that he's crazy or he's nuts? You know, the thing that I love about that is notice that Jesus doesn't dismiss him and say, "Nicodemus, come back to me in the middle of the day when everybody can see you and when it's pure day, fresh daylight." No, he doesn't say that. He takes Nicodemus right where he is at. He takes Nicodemus right where he's at. I think that's a key insight for us. You know, if you need to come to Jesus at night, when you need to come to Jesus, maybe at the dark night of your soul, if you need to come to God when you are full of doubt and question and wrestling with things, then you know what? Jesus, like Nicodemus, is going to take you right where you are at. If you're celebrating, if you're feeling good about life, of course God's going to take you and celebrate with you. But maybe more, you need to realize that you can come to God, to Christ, to Jesus in the middle of your night, when you're frightened, when you're afraid, when you don't have it all put together, when you don't know what the right answers are. Like Nicodemus, you can come to God whenever and wherever, 24/7. So Nicodemus comes to Jesus at night. Notice that Nicodemus doesn't ask a question. He just comes and says to Jesus, "You are a teacher, you're a rabbi, you're doing miraculous things." He doesn't say, "So teach me, so tell me what's going on." No, he's there, he's present. And Jesus senses that Nicodemus needs something. He senses that he has all the right answers. He doesn't have any questions, he knows the right answers, but Jesus realizes that he's missing something. Jesus says, "Unless you are born again," actually the Greek word is anathon, which means either born again physically, born physically, or born spiritually up above. There's two things coming together, born physically and born spiritually. And Nicodemus, he says, unless you are born again physically, spiritually, the tension, he says, you will not see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus gets hooked up on the physical aspect of it, and he says, How can a person re-enter his mother's womb and be born again? And Jesus kind of face palms and says, "That's not what I meant. Unless you were born of spirit and of water, then you will see the kingdom of God." See, what Jesus is looking for is something of the heart. Nicodemus has the right answers to the questions. Jesus is a rabbi, teacher, doing miraculous things. But he needs something more. He needs something of the heart. He needs something inside of him that will be born of the spirit and the water that will open him up to see the kingdom of God. That's what is going on in this being born again. Being born again. Are you born again? You know, I had a born-again experience, pretty classical born-again experience. I was born and raised in the Presbyterian Church. I went to church every single Sunday with my family, rebelled against it in junior high, hated it in high school, yet I questioned, I was wondering. and went to a small Presbyterian college, Whitworth College in Spokane, Washington. And I was wondering, I was looking, I was seeking, I was 18 years old. I went to go see the movie Godspell, and something happened. In the story of Jesus, I looked at the movie and I said, that, whatever that is, whoever that guy is, I want that in my life. I want to follow that. And after that movie, I got down on my knees. I said the Jesus prayer, Jesus, forgive my sins, come into my heart. I dedicate myself to following you. And it was like the floodgates opened. I was bawling, crying. I felt the Spirit of God rush into me. And I felt embraced by God. It was this huge born-again spirit experience. You know, I didn't really know how to call it a born-again experience back at the time, but looking back, I can say that's what it was. It was a born-again experience. It was a spiritual high, the spiritual connection, the sense of opening up, of actually seeing the kingdom of God. It was a great high. The high lasted for several months, if not a year, maybe even 2 years. But even then, as a young man, 18, 19, I was looking, trying to understand, what did this mean to be born again? What does this mean now to be following Jesus? What did this mean to claim yourself as being a child of God? What did it mean to be born again? I'll never forget one time in one of my literature classes, the professor said, you know, it's one thing to be born again once, but he said, really, the task is to be born again every single day, every day to be born again. And when I heard that, I really resonated with it. I said, yes, that's it, to be born again every single day. Every single day, to have a sense of opening up, a sense of connection, a sense of desire, a sense of inspiration, a sense of hope that says, yes, today is a day to live. Today is a day to be connected to God. Today is a day yet again to commit myself to following Christ, to be born again today. Do you feel that in your life? You feel that sense of every single day as another opportunity to live, to be born again, to start something new in the middle of your life? I mean, think about this in relation to the pandemic. I mean, it would be so easy to get down with the pandemic. It'd be so easy to say, you know, so many people have died. Hundreds of thousands of people have died. Millions of people have died around the globe. Millions of people are getting sick. This thing is never going to go away. I'm going to throw in the towel. I'm going to climb in a hole. I'm never going to come out in the world again. It'd be so easy to do that. Instead, I think what we need to say is that no, today I'm going to be born again. Today, I'm not going to let the pandemic get me down. Today, I'm going to do whatever I have to do to stay safe. I'm going to get vaccinated. I'm going to wear my mask. I'm going to social distance. I'm going to do whatever I have to do to stay safe. But you know what? I am going to live. I'm going to celebrate my life as a child of God. I'm going to dedicate myself to following Christ. This day, I'm going to dedicate myself to being alive. I'm going to be born again to this day. I think we need to be born again when it comes to our life at Columbine United Church. You know, I'm calling this the new Columbine United Church. It's been a year and a half. We've been searching. We've been wandering. It's now time to come back together. I don't think we're going to come back to what we once were. We're going to come back to something new. We're going to be a new building, but more than just new building, we're going to be new people. We're going to have a new sense of who we are. Since we've been away, we know how hard it is to be away, but we also know what it's like to come back together. And it's that sense of newness, the new Columbine United Church. There'll be a new sense of who we are. There'll be a new sense of identity. There'll be a new sense of vision of who we are as a congregation. There's so many things I want us to do. I want us to become an interracial congregation where we're bringing together people of all races together. You know, I want to be a congregation that reaches out to the next generation of people. I want to reach out to people who are searching and wondering about their faith. I want to reach out to those people. There's so much that we can do as a congregation. The future is ours. It is just waiting for us. I want that sense of being born again as a congregation, to be born anew, the new Columbine United Church. But even more, let's drill down into your own personal faith. I know that many of you have been born and raised in the church. There was never a sense that you never felt a part of the church, away from the church. You always felt a part of the church. You never needed a sense to be born again because you always felt apart. I like that. But I also want you to take your faith, I don't want you to take your faith for granted. I want you to find ways for your faith to pop, for you to feel inspired, for you to feel moved, for you to feel connected. I mean, that's one of the things we try to do in worship services every single Sunday. You know, it's been hard to do on these videos. It's hard to do in the Audubon Center. But when we're together, you know what we try to do? We try to create a worship experience where you walk away with a smile on your face and you feel, connected to God. But it's got to be more than just Sunday morning. You've got to be doing things in your life that just create that sense of hope, that sense of inspiration inside of you. And you need to find the things that will do it for you. Everybody is different. You know, if you're an engineer, you need to find those engineering things that kind of go, yes, that is cool. That is a perfect design. If you're a number cruncher and you get that feeling when those numbers are all lined up and you kind of go, yes, the world is in its right place. Then you need to find that sense of administration, art, theater, drama, literature, movies, maybe even a series on Netflix or YouTube TV or Apple TV. There's so many fantastic movies and series that are going on now. During the pandemic, there's been like this revival of things. Whatever it is, you need to find that thing that will make your faith go pop, that will make your sense feel like, boom, I'm alive. I'm a child of God. I'm a follower of Christ. I love my faith. I love my relationship with God. That's what I want you to experience. You know, it doesn't have to be something manufactured. It would be something that you can experience. You know, if you're a golfer and you're out there on the golf course, if you're a hiker and you're out there in the woods, if you're a swimmer and you're in the pool, biking, on and on and on, everybody finds a different way to feel connected. I'm encouraging you today to do that, to feel that sense of pop, to feel that sense of boom. To feel that sense of movement, that opening, that what I felt when I was watching that Godspell movie that said, yes, I want this. I want this to be a part of my life. Because Jesus says, then, there, you will see and feel the kingdom of God. It's not a punch card. It's not a ticket into heaven. No, we don't believe that. You're already in. You're already good. That's all taken care of. But it's about becoming alive today, right now, in the middle of your life, alive in the Spirit of God today. Amen.